Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, morning show with John and Hugh. Big Hawks game tonight as they take on the Golden State Warriors, no less, in Oakland, part of their West Coast swing. And we are joined this morning by Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Travis.
Morning, guys. How are you guys this morning?
Pretty good. Before we get into that, Trav, how was the Champions Classic?
The Champions Classic was obviously a couple good games with a few impressive performances by some guys.
Is there anybody that we can talk about in depth that you really really like? Hey, I gotta try.
obviously Duke came out and made a statement early in the season. I think they wanted to kind of tell the world they're really not the fourth-ranked team in the country, and they made a pretty strong statement.
I think largely without, you know, because I know that we're limited in what we can do, would you say that, you know, the early impressions are that next year's draft is going to be loaded with some premium talent? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that drives me bonkers. Like, last year everyone was talking about how this draft is so great, next year's draft's down. And now that, you know, these teams have played two or three games, everyone's like, oh, my gosh, this draft is so great. Every draft's got good players in it. So that's why, you know, I repeatedly keep saying the more picks we can get, the more swings of the bat, especially, high picks, the better chance we have of, you know, getting some superstars.
Travis Schlenk joining us from California, where the Hawks are getting set to take on Golden State. A bit of a heartbreaker against the Lakers the other night. I mean, you have a chance, and LeBron gets an offensive board and a putback, and you can't finish at the end. You had a chance to win that game, and you're not going to get many of those on the road. And when you have a chance to steal one and can't quite do it, that's like, one got away.
Yeah, no, I really wish that we could have pulled through that game. Like you said, we have an opportunity to win. We need to take advantage of it. Just a lot of learning experiences for our guys. On that free throw rebound, we have one guy not going the lane to rebound for whatever reason. He was just standing out at 3-point line. We get a wide open shot for Amari, with 30, 40 seconds to go, whatever it was in the game. Trey gets him wide open on the wing. It just doesn't fall for him. We get the kickball that 19,000 people saw in the arena, but, three guys with the whistles didn't. Then we lose our composure and get a technical. Just a bunch of little things. And then all that being said, we still had an opportunity. And we just couldn't finish it. But hopefully, we'll learn from it and we'll be better next time we're in that situation.
Trav, I know that, looking at this season, going into it, you always have to have an open mind because, you have so many young guys on the court. But when you lose games like that, when they come down to the wire like that, how frustrating is that for you to see that? When you see your guys going out there working hard and playing hard and still making mistakes and still putting themselves in position to possibly win the game?
Yeah, listen, I'll take that any day over, losing the game in the first 10 minutes happened the other night, unfortunately. We showed some resilience in that game the other night in L.A. We, got down 10-12 in the third, and, we battled back and, took the lead. And, like we said, unfortunately couldn't hang on to it. But it's good just to see the competitive fire and putting these young guys in situations where hopefully they'll learn and grow. So, like I said, the next time we're in them, we'll be able to finish the deal.
Hawks on a very difficult, at least on paper, very difficult road trip. Lakers to open it with LeBron. Then you have Golden State coming up tonight. A trip to Denver against a red-hot Nuggets team and Indiana. To this, can I kind of broaden the conversation out about the NBA? Because you are going to go to Denver here, Travis, and we'll not have a chance to talk to you before then. As you look at Toronto and the start that they've had, you look at Milwaukee and what they've been able to do, and you look at Denver, are we looking at some kind of new blood in terms of, serious contenders in the NBA this year?
Yeah, well, Toronto's been there. They had the best record in East last year. So, what they're doing shouldn't be a surprise. Obviously, they've added Kawhi Leonard to the mix and Danny Green, which, you know, shouldn't be forgotten. But, you know, the Bucks for the last couple of years, they've been a team that people have talked about, you know, this is going to be Giannis' time, and it looks like that time is finally here. And the Nuggets, likewise, you know, they're a team that we talked about, I think, last week. A young team that was built through the draft, you know, they sprinkled in a free agent, and now it looks like it's starting to click for them as well. So I think it's fair to say that, you know, for the next few years, those teams are going to be good teams.
You know, Trav, something happened over the weekend that, you know, that probably potentially strengthened the East. Jimmy Butler going to the Philadelphia 76ers. Do you think now that the East is much better since Jimmy Butler's gone over to the East?
Well, I think it'll be interesting to see how those personalities blend. You know, that's the one thing I think people forget, and you know this from being in locker rooms and on teams. You know, the chemistry of the players is such a huge part of how well they're going to function on the floor. Obviously, Jimmy Butler's a good player. And from a pure talent standpoint, it looks like the Sixers got a great trade there. But, you know, how is Jimmy's personality with Joel's personality and Ben's personality all going to blend? And I'm not suggesting they won't, but I think that's the one thing people forget. You know, this isn't fantasy sports where you just take the best players and put them all in the same room. That's going to work. To have those truly great teams, you know, you need to have that chemistry as well. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out for them. But from a talent standpoint, there's no question that was an upgrade for the Sixers.
And, you know, not only that, you're talking about a guy who's coming in, I think, in my personal opinion, and now you're kind of asking yourself, okay, who's the leader of this team? So Jimmy Butler might come in from what he's done out there where he was before. He might come in and want to be the guy. And that might not fly with Joel and the other guys. It might not be that might not be what they want.
I'm pretty sure that's not what Joel wants. But
we'll see. Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see, no question.
Travis Sykes, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, joining John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The West Coast swing continues tonight with a game against Golden State. And even if Steph Curry isn't able to go here, this is certainly, you want to talk about trying to get a measuring stick. I mean, you're back at Golden State. I mean, Travis, you helped build this Golden State monster. This is what you want your players to see and say, look, this is what we're aiming for. So this is really something where they can really kind of get an eyeball on what it is they're trying to build.
Yeah, no, first of all, it's a great environment, you know, just like the other night in L.A., you know, good crowds. You know, LeBron's got all of L.A. excited again. Obviously, here in Oakland, there's going to be a great crowd. They're noisy crowds, and, you know, it's good for our guys to go into those environments. I think, you know, the one thing, if I was to tell our guys to take away from, you know, being on the court with Golden State is just, you know, the pace they play at, you know, the movement they have offensively. You just, as soon as you let your guard down, you know, that's when they get you. So, you know, just the consistency of those two things. And then that's something, obviously, we're working on. But it's hard to get. But, you know, we'll get there.
Well, to that point, I would imagine that Coach Pierce is anxious, and we are as fans, too, you know, to be able to get into the rotations that he really wants. And, of course, yeah, one injury that's really kind of forestalling that, and that's John Collins, and then other little injuries here. At what point could Hawks fans possibly see the team finally get into the rotations, you know, like full health and the full rotations of what Coach Pierce wants to do?
Yeah, you know, we're getting close with John. You know, as we talked about in the past, you know, his ankle is obviously much, much better now. It's really just having games every other day. We haven't had a lot of full practices. You know, he played some 3-on-3 yesterday in L.A. at practice before we came up here to San Francisco. We'll probably get some more 3-on-3 with him before the Denver game. You know, we're hopeful, assuming that there's no setbacks here, that, you know, by the end of this road trip, John will be out there. But if not, certainly back home during the next homestand, he'll be back. So he's itching it to get out there. You know, we just got to try to get some basketball in, with him, because he has not done anything basketball-wise really since October. So it's just letting him get up and down the floor a little bit.
Trav, I have a question for you, man. Where do the guys get all that dang on popcorn at to drop off in these folks' cars, man? That's a lot of popcorn. That is a lot of popcorn.
Yeah, that's a lot of popcorn. I assume they get it from the arenas, but I'm not sure.
That's crazy to me. I mean, to have that much popcorn, that's about what? Probably a couple pounds, about 20 pounds of popcorn, something like that.
I mean, unpopped. You're talking unpopped.
Popped, yeah, that's a lot of popcorn,
John. The guy's filled up. Did your car get filled up with popcorn?
Mine did not, but I was a rookie long ago. So
that is crazy to me. That is crazy.
Where does the Trevor Schlick Road Show head next? I mean, we know that you are constantly you live in airports, my friend.
Yeah, I'm in San Francisco now, going to the game tonight. Tomorrow I'm flying to New York. I'm going to go to the 2K Classic at the Garden Thursday, Friday, and I'll head back to Atlanta Saturday, and then I'm going to jump over to Myrtle Beach on Sunday for the Myrtle Beach Classic and watch some of those games. So that's what we got coming up the rest of this week.
If you ever get to use frequent flyer miles, you know, the wife's going to say, all right, I want a round the world trip because you sure have it. First class all the way. Travis, appreciate taking a few moments. I look forward to the game tonight against the Warriors.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Travis. Do appreciate that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.